Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of December, recording at 4:12 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, and, of course, Christmas Eve. Now, I'm just back from my short holiday break, where I spent most of the time in Squamish, that's near Vancouver, outdoors and watching the eagles and the spawning salmon. Very, very interesting sights. But I've had a chance since I got back to catch up with the markets, which I stayed in touch with while I was away via the Fuller Money site, and reading Owen's excellent commentary and listening to the audios. And now a quick update in terms of overall impressions. First, we saw some stunning rebounds on Friday, which really did check the slide that we had seen in stock markets, and that did reaffirm some of the previous lows that we had seen for a good many stock market indices throughout Asia, Europe, and in North America. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ, for instance, all have a sequence of rising lows, starting with that August 16th or 17th low, and then the test that the two more recent tests that we've seen, but they do have rising lows and share these triangular patterns overall. But the important recent development is that a new higher low was established last week, and that we are now seeing markets move towards the last, or we're seeing those Wall Street indices move towards the last in their sequence of lower highs, particularly evident on the Dow and S&P. Asian stock markets and China has pushed up above its last little rally high, so breaking the sequence of lower reaction highs during what has looked like a major but no more than medium-term consolidation of its earlier gains. Pick up a few of the other highlights. India has rallied strongly here today and pretty well offset last week's downward dynamic during which it had succumbed temporarily to the contagion selling that we were seeing elsewhere. European stock markets, again, some good upward dynamics on Friday. A bit of firm follow through here today. And ditto on Wall Street. So at least the last 2 days have gone some way towards restoring some of the damage that we had seen to some of these leading markets recently. Now, overall, the Achilles heel remains the bank indices in the West. Those are still fairly soft. They're looking a little better in Europe than they are in the U.S. But even in the U.S., we have seen most of those banking indices find support above their earlier lows. So the loss of overall downward momentum, a loss of overall downward momentum, is apparent there. Heading into next week, I would not be at all surprised to see this rally continue, and it will result in some indices testing their upward boundaries once again, and those would include most likely markets such as India, Malaysia, Indonesia in Asia. The DAX performance in Europe, that's been extremely impressive overall, so we're already seeing a test of the upper boundaries up above the 8,000 level for the German DAX index, and I would expect a firmer tone generally. As I say, the Fuller Money themes for the most part have rebounded strongly. strongly here recently, the Asian funds, mining shares, and they look well set for not just a little bit further rally through to the end of the year, but many of these have been completing what I regard as lengthy consolidations prior to what I suspect will be a better overall environment for stock markets in the first quarter of next year, at least. Now, again, I did mention that the Achilles heel remains the banking sectors, but so much has been done by the central banks to improve conditions there. We've had further disclosures, while disquieting, not to say alarming, in many instances mean that the bad news is out and in the marketplace, and therefore increasingly discounted overall. That's helpful. We've also seen the interest shown by sovereign wealth funds in a number of these Western banking concerns, and that's an extremely positive development overall. Yes, they've been able to buy at bargain prices and strike for some quite favorable conditions, which have riled some of the existing shareholders. But the important point is the sovereign wealth funds are helping these banks, which have been under some severe financial pressure. It has been helping them to recapitalize, and that's essential before we can have any strong recovery within that sector. So that's another positive development overall. Now, Owen mentioned on Friday that gold looked to be poised to break up out of its triangular pattern that it has formed in the last couple of months. And gold's a bit firmer in here today, 813, 40 and 40 cents as I speak on that spot bullion. And I very much agree with that conclusion. Gold appears to have put in a good period of support building, really in the sort of 785 to 810 to 815 region. And given platinum's impressive upward breakout last week, and it has followed through on the upside, extending that upward break, it did late last week, although not today. It's down $1.60 as I speak, but that's been a very impressive move, and platinum has so often been the leader. Now, silver has rallied quite strongly in recent days as well, and the March silver contract is up 18 cents as I speak at $14.67. So that is close to challenging and quite probably breaking its progression of lower rally highs. We've also seen palladium improve in the last couple of weeks. So this suggests to me that the action that we're seeing in precious metals is in line with what we've been expecting and talking about all along, that we're seeing no worse than a well-deserved consolidation following some of the earlier gains that had occurred, and that this will eventually be resolved by extensions of the overall upward trends, which has, of course, already occurred for platinum. Now, in the industrial metal sector, which has really underperformed in recent months, we had a stunning rebound by copper on Friday, and we've seen some upside follow through there today. For instance, the spot New York, the LME, London Metal Exchange, is closed today, but the spot LME copper price is back up to 318 as I speak. So this looks like an important downside failure, and the upward dynamics that we have seen, say on Friday and today, suggest to me that copper has really established an important low and is going to range its way back up towards the higher side of the overall pattern. Again, in what we maintain are very, very lengthy medium-term consolidations. The sector is prone to this type of action, but within this long-term secular bull market, and this is beginning to be reflected by the shares once again. Owen has stressed that in the global beauty contest, nothing's been in better form than the food commodities recently, although they may have to share a little bit more of the limelight with some of these depressed industrial commodities. And also precious metals moving forward. One reason, but again, the soft commodity story remains extremely attractive, and these are in top form. They've been receiving small consolidations within rising trends, and I would expect further gains as we move into the new year. Now, one of the reasons why we've seen this broader participation by precious metals and also the industrial metals in the last couple of market days, well, one is talk of China gearing up some of its purchases once again, and that would hardly surprise me. Again, the whole global infrastructure story carries on, in other words, continues, and is a very bullish long-term fundamental factor, the most bullish long-term fundamental factor behind these metals. But also, there are signs of weariness in the dollar's technical rally. Now, that rally had started against the Canadian dollar and some of the other resources currencies. Remember, leaders so often lead in both directions, and the resources currencies had been top gainers against the US dollar, and then earlier this month went into a corrective phase following the dollar's downward acceleration that you can see on the US dollar index. So we then saw short covering in the dollar against the resources currencies, but it does look as if the dollar's rally has, well, there's quite a good chance that it has peaked against resources currencies such as the Canadian dollar and also the Antipodean currencies. Now, what we haven't seen are downward dynamics by the US dollar to make that a certainty, but my hunch is, and I think I was saying this before I went on holiday, my hunch is that if the well, back then I was saying that we had already seen the best part of the dollar's gains against those currencies, and again, if we haven't seen the dollar's highs against the resources currencies, I think we've gotten very close to it, and we're not likely to see much more beyond perhaps a retest of those highs, if that. The euro has also steadied up, but this is not yet conclusive, because the euro had broken downwards at that 145 level when it went below that 145 level, and it's at 144.05 here today, and would have to push back above that 145 level and hold it to indicate that it had established an important low. And sterling has remained one of the weakest of the major currencies in here, and that's continued here today with the pound falling back to 197.61 against the US dollar and beginning to look a little bit overextended on the downside. So I think really the fear or hope, depending on which way you're positioned, for a major dollar rally. Well, we've seen a good technical rebound, and I would not assume that this is going to continue. I think what we'll see for the dollar overall is ranging at best. I should also mention that the dollar has weakened once again against a number of the Asian currencies, which have been strong spots all along. And crude oil prices down a little bit in here today, but holding around this $93 level. Again, this looks like another medium-term consolidation before we see some additional gains. Bond markets remain vulnerable to additional setbacks. I would expect that against the background of a steadier tone for most stock markets. And I'm encouraged also by prospects for the steadier tone for stock markets by the setback that we've seen in the VIX index. And that's trading here today at 18.74. It fell back below the 20 level on Friday. And a VIX below 20 is a fairly positive overall environment for stock markets. So watch that level, of course, which you can follow very easily in the chart library. But Owen had mentioned the weakness of the Australian bond market, where yields are pressing higher once again, and I would the one area where I am bearish going forward is that I think we've seen most definitely the best of the global rally in long-dated government bonds that we're going to see, and it's just a question of time before we do see yields pushing higher. Now, obviously, where there are major and justified concerns over growth, as in the United States, for instance, as in parts of Europe, their government bond markets will hold up a little bit better. Whereas Australia, with its stronger economy and that leading to greater concern over inflationary pressures, is at the forefront of the rise in long-dated government bond yields. But overall, even if we say that the greatest concern over growth will remain with the United States and parts of Europe, it does look as if this bond market rally in those regions has run out of steam. So I would expect further ranging activity, but with the bias for yields now to be probably gradually upwards. In other words, bond prices moving sideways to somewhat lower in the months ahead. That won't be a problem for stock markets. It'll actually be a bit of a tailwind for stock markets. The dollar won't be a problem for stock markets because we're unlikely to see the dollar, although I maintain that this is still in a secular bear market, I don't think we'll see plunge back down to previous lows, let alone below. I think we're likely to see a few more weeks and possibly even months of a overall ranging activity for the US dollar. The problem for stock markets that may well persist for a while is in the financial sector, and that's in the Western and Japanese financial sectors. But as I said closer to the beginning of this broadcast, that much of that bad news has already been discounted, A lot of disclosures have taken place. Central bank activity has been quite positive, led by the ECB. And the participation, the buying interest shown by the sovereign wealth funds is also helping to restore some confidence in that sector. So, all said and done, I think we can look forward to a further extension to this rebound in stock markets and also in the metal markets that began last week. I can see that continuing pretty much through year end and into the first quarter of 2008, which isn't that far away, is it? We just have two more market days here in Europe. Boxing Day, we are closed. And my next audio and my full update will resume in terms of comment of the day, will resume on Thursday, the 27th of December. Meanwhile, happy Christmas and holiday greetings to all subscribers. Enjoy.